Ye maids of Duhal, o'er anxious for courting, a word of advice I will give unto ye. Proceed to Bantir to the athletic sporting, and hand in your names to the club committee. And never commence any sketch on your programme till the carriage you see flying over the hill. Ride on through the valleys and lands of Kilcorny with our own darling sportsman, the bald Teddy Quill. For rambling, for roving, for football or courting, or drinking black porter as fast as you fill. In all your days roving, you'll find none so jovial as a muskery sportsman, the bald Teddy Quill. At the great hurling match between Cork and Tipperary, 'twas played in the park on the banks of the Lee. Our own darling lads were afraid of being beaten, so they sent for Bald Teddy to Ballinagree. He hurled that ball right and left in their faces, and showed the Tipperary men action and skill. If he touched on his lines, he would certainly brain them, and the papers were full of the praise of Ted Quill. For rambling, for roving, for football or courting, or drinking black porter as fast as you fill. In all your days roving, you'll find none so jovial as a muskery sportsman, the bald Teddy Quill. At the Cork exhibition there was a fair lady whose fortune exceeded a million or more. But a bad constitution had ruined her completely, and medical treatment had failed o'er and o'er. Our mother says she, sure I know what will aise me and cure this disease which will certainly kill. Give over your doctors and medical treatment, I'd rather one squeeze out of Bald Teddy Quill. For rambling, for roving, for football or courting, or drinking black porter as fast as you'd fill. In all your days roving, you'll find none so jovial as a muskery sportsman, the Bald Teddy Quill.